We sang that chorus at dinner this evening, didn't we? Let's open by singing it again. And how about we were discussing this after we sang it. Let's all sing. We'll sing Full and Free. We're discussing Full and Free versus Rich and Free. So let's sing it together. We're going to be celebrating communion this evening. Every time I take communion or serve communion or receive it, I always thank God for my salvation. The price that it cost Jesus to purchase it. He gives it to us freely. But it wasn't free, was it? It cost him everything. Absolutely everything. And so let's sing. Let's return thanks. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let's sing it.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your salvation.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. I believe the Lord has something special for each one of us tonight, especially for those who will be serving him these next 2 weeks. And of course, we get in on it too, Sister Marie. We get in on it too. I believe he wants to touch each one of us and bless us tonight. Let's turn this evening and sing in our hymnals, page 200. 200, Grace Greater Than All Our Sin. Can we sing it together? Praise the Lord. Let's sing page 200. And if you're able to, let's stand. All together, let's sing.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled.
Sing the second verse for us. This group right here, sing it beautifully for us.
Sin and despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross.
All together.
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Now let the middle section and the group over here sing the third verse. Ready?
Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today.
All together. Forth, you may be seated. I'd just like to read a verse to you that came to me before as I was thinking about this service this evening. It's from the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. It's talking about the early Christians, and particularly the apostles. And it's Acts 4, verse 33. And here's what it says. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And here it is. And great grace was upon them all. That's my prayer for you guys, you ladies, kitchen staff, the ground staff, all of us, that in these days, as this group comes up tomorrow, you're going to have a full house, from what I'm told, you're going to have a full house, but that great grace will be upon all of you, that no matter what task the Lord gives you, no matter what your job might be, no matter what your group might be like, or your dining room guests will be like, or maybe Brother Tom sends you to get rid of a beehive, or whatever it may be, or maybe Sister Edith makes a mess in the kitchen, and the dish guys and the pot boys got to clean it up. No matter what your job is, that God's grace will rest upon you. And the housekeeping staff, too. I remember you guys. No matter who it may be, God's grace upon you. You see, because we can't do it in our own. I mean, you can do it. You can get it done. You can even survive these 2 weeks and even feel pretty good about yourself. But unless God's grace rests upon you, unless His grace, His Spirit works through you, you know the Bible says we're working in vain. We're just marching in place. Nothing truly eternal will ever happen. And so believe tonight that God's grace is going to rest on you, upon you, like the apostles. That great grace will be upon you all. And through you, and through your service to Him, as we heard a little bit Sunday morning, but through your service to Him, God might accept that service, and He might be glorified, and work through you, and work in those boys, and work in those little ones, no matter who's on these grounds. We want God to be glorified. That's why we're here. That's why we serve Him. That's why we work. And it will only happen as God's great grace rests upon each one of you. And so with that in mind, let's sing the fourth verse, and let's believe for each other that it will be so. Let's sing it all together. 200, fourth verse.
Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace.
The service is certainly for all of us, but I think it's particularly geared toward our staff and those who will be serving the Lord in these days. So we're especially taking faith that God's going to minister to you. Certainly love to hear a testimony or two of anyone. Perhaps like to share with us the desire of your heart for these 2 weeks, or perhaps you've been here for a while already. God has ministered to you. We'd certainly love to hear from you. I know our counselors from the village have a song for us. Brother Peter, we'll leave that to you. When you guys want to sing, you just go for it, all right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else, counselor, waitress, housekeeper, guest, that wanted to yet give a word for the Lord? Now is your moment. Those were so good. As you folks were standing up there singing, my mind went back. I don't even know how many years it is now. I'd have to do the math. And my son's better at math than I am, who's in kindergarten.
But someone told me there's a picture floating around camp somewhere. And I'm either 18 or 19 years old. Right? Were you, some of you, anybody here 18, 19? There we go. So I was your age once, believe it or not. And there we are. John and Pelizzari. Probably some of your guys. And there we are. Serving the Lord. Doing exactly what you were doing. And it encouraged me, encouraged my heart. See, here's the next generation. I know certainly Brother Peter's got to be thrilled. I mean, even have his son working with him now. Counseled him, and now he's counseling with you. And so many, and Brother Bob couldn't wait to tell me that his son, Stephen, I'm assuming this is Stephen here. It's been a lot of years. I said, that's got to be Stephen right there. Now he's serving the Lord. Now it's your turn. Be faithful. Be faithful, no matter what it is. Be faithful in little. Even if it's a small job. You know, my father used to always say that. You know, most of the big jobs were already taken. But he said, right, Brother Tom? Big jobs were already taken. But there's lots of jobs to go around. Just be faithful. And one day, should the Lord tarry, I believe that then you in turn will see that next generation. You'll say, maybe you'll be standing here or somewhere and say, I remember this old guy told us about when he used to be a counselor. And now, I'm an old guy. And I'm looking at you guys being counselors. You see, we started out this whole, when I came to camp, one of the first things we heard about was from generation to generation. From generation to generation. God is faithful. God is the same. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And I got news for you in case you didn't know it. He will be the same forever. He is the unchangeable one. We change, but he doesn't change. And so I thank God for that. And it was an encouragement. Thank you for that beautiful song. And thank you for those testimonies. Thank you for those testimonies. They're an encouragement. You're going to be talking to your group a lot, right? So I guess you got to get used to it, right, Brother Stephan? I remember when I was in Known Anthem. You know who were the Known Anthem counselors back then? Brother Tom, you recollect? Brother Tom and I. We used to be the ne'er-do-wells over there in Known Anthem, and now it's your turn. Well, thank God, and we're going to continue to pray for you.